For many years, people had been objecting in the area to a massive motorway coming through to link really the M11 to the city and through Hackney. And I understand from documents that I read that even Churchill said it's not going to take much time off the journey, so refused to embark upon spending money on it. However, the government of late 80s, early 90s had been looking at doing just that, which would alter the landscape. What's more, it was going to take years and they would be disrupting the environment in doing so. Anti-road protesters from around the country and around the world, and anyone that was an activist, started to get on board on the campaign. Many people, and many of them working class people who had lived in the area all their lives, would probably lose their homes. So whilst you could negotiate if you owned your home, if you didn't own your home, it was going to be a case of, well, you've got to leave and that's all there is to it. Lots of people were receiving compulsory purchase orders, many of them who were quite sort of gentle folk, really, had never got involved in any kind of activity or becoming dissenting voice, joined in to this. And those who owned their homes were going to get a reasonable amount of compensation throughout this several years of disruption. Those who were council tenants got nothing. Needless to say, preparation was going ahead to start to bulldoze all this land and so on. It was an absolute nightmare living during it. You know, aside from the campaign to try and stop it, once it all started going ahead, I mean, there was mud everywhere, there was constant noise and dust, there was vehicles, heavy vehicles in and out of the area, and police, because the campaign continued throughout. The houses were occupied, and because the police were now involved with the developers and the local authority, they devised plans to infiltrate the campaigns, so they knew what people were going to be doing and who was in what houses, how many people, who they were, where they were. And so there were these agents provocateurs being paid. By the station, there's a very ancient yew tree that's been there over 100 years, we were told. One day we got wind that they were coming to chop the tree down. So everyone formed a circle around, and the cherry picker and everything came to try and start cutting it down, and we were objecting. And then suddenly two or three people just broke rank, and we were saying, hang on, don't go, you know, got to stay. And they didn't listen to us. And in fact, two of them we didn't really know, I hadn't seen them around. And they just broke ranks, and then we didn't have enough people. And in came the security guards and started pushing us back, and there was a bit of a battle ensued. Gradually, the houses opposite mine started to become vacant. The house opposite was known as Euphoria. They painted it lovely colours and went into the garden and started growing things, including food. And it was a transient community, really. So people would sometimes stay for a few nights on their way somewhere else, or they would be part of the campaign and help with the strategy of what was going to be done next. We did a kind of pulley thing from my house, like a zip wire type thing. But I was ferrying in little wicker baskets that you used to carry around to put your food on and everything. So I had a red and white gingham tea cloth thing, and I would make flapjacks and put them in there and then hook them to this end and then swing them across. So they were being fed at that level, you know. So if people couldn't get up to them, because I think part of the stairwell was demolished, so they just got a ladder. And they found ways to overcome anything that was done by the security demolition teams. They would find a way of getting over it. And then one night I looked out and there were riot police with shields, and they were bashing down the door of Euphoria and the house next door and dragging people out. And people were being batoned and everything. They were being dragged along the floor. So I started filming. You know, children are exposed to things which you're trying to protect them from seeing aggression, and you're telling them, you know, the police are perhaps are okay. If something happens, you can go to a policeman or woman or whatever. And in fact, what they're seeing is in the middle of the night outside their home, people are being beaten and dragged around by the police.